Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's honestly inspiring to me that they pulled off 2020 as they did, that they gave voice to more voters than we had ever seen in any election in American history. And then when their work was challenged dozens of times in court, it held up every single time.
David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation says in spite of everything, local election officials deliver for American democracy. A wave of bomb threats have disrupted business at a dozen state capitals just days before the third anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. But Becker says the folks actually running elections are inspirational. A federal court is expected to clarify issues over Detroit election maps today after a three-judge panel struck down 13 Michigan House and Senate districts for racial gerrymandering. Meanwhile, the maps go back before bipartisan redistricting commission. Sarah Reinhart with the Michigan Department of State says three new members should help that body meet the enthusiastic hopes of state citizens.
In November of 2018, Michigan voters overwhelmingly passed a constitutional amendment establishing our state's first ever citizen-led redistricting commission. By June of 2020, more than 9,300 Michiganders had applied to serve.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is pushing back against former President Donald Trump's attack that she raised taxes when governor of South Carolina. Haley says it's a distortion. She calls the Trump's campaign attack ads a temper tantrum to distract his record deficits.
Everybody talks about how good the economy was under Trump, and it was good, right? But at what cost? He put us $8 trillion in debt just in 4 years. Our kids will never forgive us for that.
In a new video, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says Trump is willing to sell the soul of this country. According to Christie, simply being ahead in the polls shouldn't be reason enough for any Republican candidate to blindly support the former president.
8 years ago, when I decided to endorse Donald Trump for president, I did it because he was winning. And I did it because I thought I could make him a better candidate and a better president. Well, I was wrong. I made a mistake.
Haley and Christie's attacks on Trump come just 10 days before the Iowa caucuses. They also mark a sharp shift in tone with Trump's rival shying away from direct criticism for fear of alienating a Republican base still strongly tied to the former president. Vanessa Joy, a Democrat and a transgender woman, is now disqualified from an Ohio House of Representatives race due to her failure to disclose her former name in filing paperwork.
I would have had to have my dead name on my petitions. In the trans community, our dead names are dead. There's a reason it's dead. That is a dead person.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine caught flack in the party for just vetoing a bill banning transgender care. Joy's estranged stepfather, Republican Ohio State Representative Bill Romer, supported the vetoed legislation. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.